sixth case, I guess.
Eighth
case.
Valenzuela.
United States versus Maurice McCurdy. No, I'm sorry.
Miguel.
United States versus Miguel A. Rivera.
Good morning, judges. May it please the court, Gerardo Gutierrez on behalf of Miguel Rivera Valenzuela. Your Honors, this is a case where we believe that United States versus Curtis and the more recent case, United States versus Johnson, is being asked to be stretched to the breaking point. This is a case where 4B1.1 16-level enhancement was applied based on a conviction where the defendant was not the shooter, and the relevant portion of the statute where it says when the firearm's discharge is in the direction of another person or vehicle, the shooter knows or reasonably should know to be occupied. Under the Illinois statute in this case, 720 ILCS section 5/24-1.2 parentheses A close parentheses 2, a person can be held liable under a theory of accountability if that person aided or abetted or otherwise joined a conspiracy to further the aims of the conspiracy. In this case, Judge, this is not even close to being a federal-type Pinkerton liability conspiracy. This case, as you may remember, is a case where a young man and his wife are traveling down the road in their van. The driver sees a friend of his, offers him a ride, and they pull up to a light. At the light, the passenger gets into a discussion with another driver in another car. Shots are fired. The police are nearby. They see it, and the defendant chooses to flee. If anything, this is a case where he joined the conspiracy after the actus reus, after the shot rang out. He drove off in an accelerated speed and eventually was caught. Now, the reason I say that this pushes the theory of accountability, or rather, this pushes the application of 4B1.1 to its breaking point, is that in this case, my client's recklessness or negligence in picking up someone who he didn't know, there was no evidence that he knew had a gun, or that he would be involved in an altercation with another random car on the street. Nonetheless, under Almendarez-Torres or under the modified categorical approach, the court cannot look beyond the statute itself of the conviction. So really what I have here is a new siege engine attacking the Almendarez-Torres wall. And, Your Honor, this is an old argument. I've made it before. This court has rejected that argument, but I will once again raise this argument because I think this case is a little closer to the type of case that suggests that a person can be held to the higher 16-level enhancement under 4B1.1, even though they perhaps may have been reckless. Under the Illinois theory of accountability, it transfers the intent of the shooter. So it's tough for me to see how the court can get around the language of Curtis, where it says that the shooter knows or reasonably should know to be occupied. If there's no questions, I'll wait for the court's decision.
All right. Thank you, counsel.
Thank you, Judge.
Mr. Shaw.
Good morning, and may it please the court. As counsel has acknowledged, this court has ruled that as a categorical matter, aggravated discharge of a firearm has as an element the use of force against the person of another. And the accountability theory really doesn't advance the ball because no matter what theory the defendant was convicted under, the offense he was convicted of has as an element the use of force. And the theory of liability does not alter the elements of the offense. And even if we got to that issue, the Illinois accountability statute does require the same intent as the underlying offense. So this does not pose any issue of stretching by any means the existing precedent. For those reasons, we would ask that this court affirm the sentence. Thank you.
Thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement.